Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, sorry about that. Fiddling with my... trying to get these on. All right. Great. We're off to a great start this Monday, are we not?
Absolutely.
Yes, fantastic. All right, moving on. Where to begin? I wish, and let's turn on the audio, Chris, that I had some of whatever Lee Zeldin was having this weekend. Representative Lee Zeldin was awesome. And I have no idea how he was able to get this far in terms of getting absolutely this much unadulterated truth on ABC News with John Carl, but he did. And whatever he was on must have been better than coffee because, man, it was awesome. Take a listen to Lee Zeldin destroy John Carl on ABC on Ukraine.
So you're okay with all the transcripts coming out? You want to see Fiona Hill, who's testifying next week?
The president.
Okay, so what Lee Zeldin has just done is saying, listen, we're doing everything behind closed doors. It's all a secret with the secret impeachment, right? So we want the transcripts. They're not classified. Release them. And if there's, you know, some classified stuff in there, redact it and release them. The Democrats are refusing. And we know that's because the, you know, with the transcript that's leaked by, you know, that was published by the Federalist, absolutely annihilated the Democrats' impeachment strategy. Okay, so that's what Lee Zeldin's saying. Yes, I want these hearings in public. And I want the transcripts released. And John Carl can't believe this. Well, wait a minute. You want all these people that the Democrats are calling in to make Trump look bad? You want them under the light of day? And Zeldin's like, yeah.
Wants there to be a process. The president is saying that there should be a vote for an impeachment inquiry. As you just pointed out with Congressman Hines, there should be a process. The minority party should have subpoena power. The president should have counsel present. He should be able to cross-examine witnesses. He should be able to present evidence. There should be a process. But instead, what Adam Schiff wants is to get United States of America drunk on his favorite cocktail. There's three ingredients. One is cherry-picking leaks. Second is withholding facts. And three is just outright lying. I mean, he lied about his whistleblower contact. He lied when he gave his opening statement in front of the acting director of national intelligence. He lied when he said that President Trump requests President Zelensky to, quote, manufacture dirt. Now, if we all had Ambassador Volker's testimony, we would know that that's not true. We would also know that it obliterated the quid pro quo charge, that fairy tale that President Trump supposedly demanded that there would be an investigation open against the Bidens in order to get aid from the United States to Ukraine.
It's clear that he brought this up exactly when the issue of aid to Ukraine was raised.
This is what Ambassador Volker's transcript would show you.
Let me just ask you, the president says that was a perfect
phone call. Yeah. So, wow. That much unadulterated truth at one time on ABC News.
That it was shocking for the ABC News viewers. Yes.
Shocking.
He must be lying about that. He must be making all this up. It can't be true because we have been told otherwise by the immaculate American media.
Right. But meanwhile, the big deal over the weekend, there was so much crazy news over the weekend that this got lost. But this was a big, big deal. Adam Schiff just moved the goalpost on impeachment because they got nothing. So to fully appreciate the insanity of this clip I'm about to play, Lee, and I want to get your take on it. I'll play it real quick. Wait, remember when they came out in the beginning? We've got a whistleblower who says that on a call, this was it, on a call to the Ukraine, Trump attempted bribery. He said he would withhold. Remember, this is what they said. He said he would withhold the funds if they didn't, you know, go do the election research, search up the dirt on Joe Biden. Right. That was the story that first came out. Sounded terrible. Well, then we got the transcript of the call, which I think that the Democrats counted on Trump never releasing, and it wasn't in there, right? So they had their bribery, right? Because remember, impeachment is high crimes, bribery, right? So they had their bribery, but then they didn't have their bribery. So then they turned it to, the president of Ukraine wanted a meeting with Trump. And then that's what he was going to use to get him to interfere in the election. Well, that's a totally different narrative than the one you just came out with the whistleblower. Yep. So they've been changing the story. As it falls apart, they change it to the point where this is amazing. This is CBS Face the Nation. The reporter, you'll hear in the beginning, doesn't even know what the quid pro quo is anymore. She can't figure it out. There, Trump is a quid pro quo and he's got to impeach him. She's like, but Schiff, could you tell me what again is the quid pro quo? I'm confused. They can't even figure out what the quid pro quo is anymore because all of their stories have fallen apart. So she's confused in the beginning, which is hilarious. And then Schiff's like, oh, that. Yeah, we've gone from bribery to quid pro quo because there wasn't any bribery. Now we're at quid pro quo, but that fell apart. So you know what? We don't need quid pro quo anymore. What? Wait. So we've gone from bribery to quid pro quo to no quid pro quo to, well, we don't even need that to impeach him. Well, please, for the love of God, tell me, what will you be impeaching him for then, pray tell? There ain't anything left but air. Take a listen.
The effort to condition something the Ukrainian president deeply sought, and that was a meeting with the president, was so being conditioned on digging up dirt on the Bidens.
So you see that as the quid pro quo?
They don't even know what it is, Lee. Yeah. They're doing these stories, quid pro quo. They don't even know what the quid pro quo is. They're just repeating Democrat talking points. Okay, now listen to him answer this. Listen to him move the goalpost. Adam Schiff is moving the goalpost because he doesn't factually have a quid pro quo. He didn't have it.
Well, not just the military aid.
First of all, there doesn't need to be a quid pro quo. But it is clear already, I think, from the text messages that this meeting that the Ukraine president sought was being conditioned on their willingness to interfere in the U.S. election.
Okay, that's an out-and-out lie. That's all there is to it, because asking there is a known government that has corruption going on throughout there in the Ukraine. This is a known fact. And apparently there was the Obama administration had a lot of influence on the previous administration in the Ukraine.
Well, that's
they
what
were
happens
deeply
when
involved in it. Deeply
to take
deeply,
$1 billion
exactly,
away from
deeply
them.
Deeply involved in it.
Yes.
And there is nothing in there about the president forcing the Ukrainian president to dig up dirt.
In the call transcript. No.
You know, is that what you call gathering evidence, digging up dirt? Is that what it's called when the sheriff's office or when the police department show up with their crime investigators? Are they digging up dirt on suspects?
Only when you do it to Democrats.
No, they're investigating the crime. That's what they do. Now, if you're going to say that any time that evidence is found on the suspected activity that is illegal, that you're digging up dirt, then boy, there's a lot of dirt digging going on in this country. A lot of it, every day. So I'm sorry. What this? You're absolutely right. They've got nothing. This is Russia, Russia, Russia all over again. Just this time it's Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Phone call, phone call, phone call. There is nothing there.
And so, and here's the cool thing when you listen to what we just played there. I mean, that's Schiff saying, well, my quid pro quo narrative is about to fall apart. We don't need quid pro quo to impeach him. Well, let's see. You need high crimes, misdemeanors. You don't have a high crime, misdemeanor. You don't have bribery. Bribery is the second one. So what you got?
You ain't even got jaywalking on Trump.
No, they don't. No, it's, well, we just have to investigate because it's unethical. Okay, that's your opinion, sir. That's not an impeachable offense.
No.
And they know this. So what Schiff is doing there is preparing the media for the fact that, listen, I know y'all told your viewers again, we finally got him this time. Yeah, we don't finally got him this time. In fact, we don't have anything close to finally got him. We're screwed. So he's conditioning them. We don't need a quid pro quo. And again, Lee, what's left? There's nothing left.
No, I just wonder where the lamestream media goes to get its reputation back, because they've got nothing left anymore. It's obvious that you're doing nothing but repeating the Democrat talking points and press releases.
Yeah. That's all they got. And that's going to get them in trouble over the long term, like you're saying. You can't unquestioningly repeat what one political party is saying all the time without questioning them. I mean, nobody takes it to the, you listen to this show, nobody takes it to the Republicans like we do.
Yeah.
We do not take their word for anything. And that's what they're doing right now with the Democrats. You think they would have learned from Russia, Russia, Russia. Look what that did to Rachel Maddow. Destroyed her ratings.
Yeah.
She was a real force in her time slot. That's over. You know, and so their thing is, okay, we'll double down and we'll believe the Democrats this time. Okay, how many times are they going to do this? It's like the coyote and the roadrunner, you know?
Well, there's only one place in this country you go anymore to get to get actual discussion of topics. And that is conservative radio and conservative media outlets, because conservatives take Republicans to task as well as Democrats. Conservatives don't trust what people say. They want to see what people do. And that's not what you get out of the left-wing media. That's not what you're getting out of CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, all of these other liberal outlets. All they do is accept without question anything that any Democrat says or does, and then question everything, including the intent and the heart and the conscience of anything that any Republican ever does. And listen, there are objectionable things that people from both parties do all the time. All the time. Look at what Trump is going into now with this whole situation with the Syria policy. And who's the biggest critic? It's Republicans.
Yeah. Yeah, you're hearing this, and that just doesn't happen on the Democrat side at all.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Text your rates on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. If I could only snap my fingers and make all the MSM journalists suddenly disappear, I would make them disappear. I'd give them a truth pill. Well, they couldn't speak. If they tried to lie, they'd just drool. Wouldn't that be funny to watch the first 24 hours of that? Just drooling on television. Oh, okay. Yeah. So brought to you by the same people who told you there's no surge of illegal immigrants on our border. Come on, please. They told you that from August of last year all the way on through March of last year. Trump's just, you know, he's a xenophobe, and he's making it up that there's this record surge of illegals on the border caused by liberal judges banning him from enforcing the law. That is like totally not happening. And then remember, the New York Times had been, okay, well, all right, yeah, it actually is. We lied. They didn't say the "we lied" part, but they might well have. And the Democrats were like, oh my God, surge on the border. Trump's fault. Remember, the caravan was literally walking toward the U.S. And they, in the beginning, had embedded reporters in it. CNN sent the Hispanic journalist, what is his name? I'm seeing his face. I can't remember. Anyway, they were cutting to him, and he's doing interviews in the, you know, with the caravan, and he's looking around going, Jorge Ramos. And he's looking around going, I can tell by looking at these people, they're not cartel members or drug dealers. There's nobody here in this crowd who, and I'm like, what? It's like 1,000 people. You don't know that. And then they literally yanked him. This was right before the midterm election. They literally yanked him out of the caravan and then began denying that the caravan existed, which was amazing because they were interviewing him embedded in the caravan only the week before. But if you don't watch the news carefully, you wouldn't catch that. Well, these same people told you there's no deep state either, right? There's no deep state. Come on. That's silly stuff. Where'd the word deep state come from? Do you know? I do, because I have LexisNexis. It first appeared in 2004 in the Washington Post. They actually coined the term deep state. Yeah, because there were literally almost 1 million people with security clearances in and out of Washington. It was so massive, they said, that Congress couldn't control it. And it had expanded vastly after 9/11 under Bush, and they were very alarmed because it was Bush. Once Obama was in office, deep state was A-OK. So the amazing thing to me is the leftist media actually coined this term deep state. It didn't come from Trump. And they believed in it fervently until the inauguration of Barack Obama. Well, this is amazing. So after months of the mainstream media denying the existence of a deep state, rolling their eyes, saying Trump was nuts, they're now admitting it, which eventually always happens. If you wait long enough, what I tell you, what you hear on talk radio from me and everybody else will be admitted to by the mainstream media. You will eventually hear it. They just, they exercise every option first before telling the truth. And now the New York Times has admitted, okay, there is a deep state, but it's awesome. Yeah, conservatives need to be spied on. They are no good. What are we supposed to do? Let them run wild? New York Times columnist James B. Stewart went on NBC's Today Show to tell everyone Trump is right. Stewart, was pushing his new book, Deep State. Only he sees the deep staters as heroes, the same way the rest of his media buddies do. They just wouldn't admit to their existence. This is from Fox News. Co-host Savannah Guthrie tossed him a softball question, clearly amazed that Trump would call out the government employees who were trying to sabotage his administration. And his central allegation is that there are people inside the government agencies actively working against him, Guthrie said to Stewart. What do you find? Guthrie got the answer. Trump supporters already knew Trump is right. But Stewart, the New York Times columnist, gave his own personal spin so viewers knew the good guys. Well, you meet these characters in my book, and the fact is, in a sense, he's right, Stewart said, referring to the president. There is a deep state. There is a bureaucracy in our country which has pledged to respect the Constitution, rule of law. So he's lying there. It's the opposite of that. That's pretty clear, despite Stewart's attempt to make the deep state seem honorable. What Trump calls the deep state in the United States, this is a quote from him, Stewart, New York Times columnist. What Trump calls the deep state in the United States is protecting the American people and protecting the Constitution. It's a positive thing in a sense, he said. Okay, yeah, no, it's totally positive when you lie to the FISA court under penalty of perjury. It's a felony, 5 years in prison. So you can get a warrant to spy on Trump since you didn't have any evidence, you had to lie. And, you know, just because they don't like him, they better keep an eye on him, right? Yeah, so lying to the FISA court is just awesome. It's what we should all be doing because we have no evidence anything's wrong with the president, so we're going to have to make it up. Oh, here's a better one. Since we don't have any evidence, we'll manufacture some. We'll send our own operatives to meet with Trump campaign employees, and then we'll lie to the FISA court and claim they are Russian assets when they're actually our assets. And we do this for our country. We lie, cheat, steal, and commit felonies for you. Because, look, you voters are too stupid to understand what a danger this man is to the power structure we were building. I mean, to the American democracy, our democracy. Yeah, and Constitution. Yeah, okay. There is a deep state, says the New York Times. But you're gonna love them. They're awesome.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Told ya. Yeah, I told you. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather we send our guys to die in another Middle Eastern conflict, or would you rather Russian soldiers did? If you could choose. The result would be the same at the end. The only difference would be our guys die or Russian soldiers die. Which would you choose? Wait, you mean if we could achieve the same result? Yeah. Our guys or Russian guys? Yeah. Well, Russian guys? That's what just happened. If you've been reading my Facebook page, I predicted this last week. I predicted it on the show, too. I was pretty sure about it anyway. To be honest with you, I was about 75% sure. I think Trump took a little gamble in Syria. It's paying off. Just, folks, ignore the day-to-day headlines. Trust him on this. Trust him. And if you want to deep dive on this, you can go back on my Facebook page and read everything I've written over the last week when I predicted that this would happen. And I explained why it was that if we pulled out of northern Syria, now it looks like we're pulling out of Syria entirely, the Russians would step in and fight our battle for us, and that they would be a better fighter of the battle to protect the Kurds against the Turks than us. Let me tell you why. There's two reasons. One, we got the NATO complication. Trump can't go to war with Turkey. They're a NATO ally. They would be screaming justice. Trust me, if Trump built up troops in northern Syria and went to war with Turkey, our NATO ally, they would be screaming just as loudly as they are this moment. Just as I predicted last week, I said if we step back from the Turkish border, the Russians, who have done an amazing job of eradicating ISIS from Syria, they were our partner in that, we're well into it when we got there, would step up and fight Turkey and ISIS for us. And they are. No U.S. lives lost. And again, given that the Russians' rules of engagement are far more brutal than ours toward enemies like ISIS, this is good news. And as I explained this week, Trump, I think Trump knew this would happen. I was pretty sure it would. And counted on it. This is not chaos in Syria. When you understand the sides, and if you've been listening to this show for the last 5 years, you do. You understand that what the media has told, everything the media has told us about Syria is largely wrong. I'm actually hearing over the weekend, oh my God, now the Russians are in charge in Syria. That's just bad. It's going to help ISIS. What? No, morons. Russia valiantly battled ISIS, successfully battled ISIS in Syria before we got there, teamed up with them and helped. Well, we were actually in the country, but we teamed up with them and helped. Under the Obama administration, they were ready to go to war with Syria to protect ISIS. Don't forget that. Do you remember what Hillary was asked? What was the first thing you're going to do your first day of office? She said, I'm going to put Patriot missiles to surround a safe space between Iraq and Syria. The homeland for the moderate rebels. Well, in that spot, there was no homeland. There's no moderate rebels. All there was an ISIS caliphate. They were going to use Patriot missiles to defend the ISIS caliphate from Russia, folks. These same folks who are screaming today. This is good news. This is smart news. Why do we want to let Putin fight our fight in Syria? Because why not? Let his guys die. How did Trump know that Putin would step up to fight the fight in Syria? Because Putin, and I've explained this to you folks, this is all about oil, and Trump fundamentally understands that. It's all about oil. There is a ton of oil and natural gas in the Caspian Sea. The Russians have extracted it, but they don't have a way to get it to Europe. So they have been, for the last more than a decade, cutting deals, first with Iraq. They're going to With Iran, they're going to go through Iran with a pipeline, take the Iranian oil, cut through Iraq. They've already got oil deals with Iraq, cut across Syria, and then arc up to Europe. That's the plan. That's why Putin has spent so much blood and treasure in Syria. He cannot back out now. He's stuck. He is bogged down and mired in Syria. Politically, he can't back out. He's got to defend Syrian territory from the air against the Turks. Let him. Let him. Who is our number one obstacle? What does Trump want to do for the United States of America? You know the country we live in. Our interest, not the Kurdish interest. Forget them for a minute. Our interest. What are our interests? To sell oil and natural gas to Europe. Who is our chief competitor in doing that? Putin. What's a good way to bog Putin down for the next decade while we cut more natural gas contracts with Europe? We've already cut a ton with Eastern Europe. What's the best way to do that? Let Putin get bogged down in Syria. Let him spend the next decade fighting Turkey, protecting it and killing ISIS. He did a better job than we did in the beginning of killing ISIS under Obama's rules of engagement. Do you remember the first thing that Putin did when he came into Syria? What did he do? Oh, we went nuts. He said to ISIS, listen, you guys have been fighting the U.S. You think you could just put your guns down and we'll stop shooting? We don't work like that. We're Russia. Not only will we not stop shooting, when you run out of ammo and you turn tail, and we will shoot you in the back. So leave. That's how Russia fights ISIS. That's how Trump fought ISIS with Russia. It's okay. Folks, it's okay. Russia will not only protect the Kurds and the territory, they will annihilate ISIS. And people are running around, oh my God, ISIS, 700 of them got out. Yeah, that sucks. But you know what? We annihilated most of them. And Russia will finish them off. They have no choice. And we will not lose 1 ounce of American blood. Trump bet right. Folks, ignore the day-to-day headlines. Trust me on this. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. So while Putin is bogged down trying to run an oil pipe through Syria, he'll have ISIS under control for us, and we can lock up the natural gas contracts. What is the ultimate goal with that? Well, Terry, you should care more about life than money. No. It is. It is. Putin gets bogged down in Syria. This is Trump's thinking, right? Much simpler to just go ahead and buy the natural gas contracts from us and maybe even potentially oil. We'll see. Who controls the sphere? The hemisphere. Not Russia. Us. Us. We just got a little bit of a reprieve in our battle to sell Europe oil and natural gas, and this is what all of this is about. So what Trump has done is he's promised to wreck the Turkish economy with sanctions if ISIS is released by Turkey, which will probably be more effective than leaving 50 to 100 American troops, you know, in the middle of a Syrian war zone. And this is what I wrote last week. Now Trump will wait to see if Putin cuts a deal with Turkey to stop the invasion or confronts them directly. Trump is right on this one. Trust him. That is exactly what just happened. So again, folks, let me tell you what. You're watching foreign policy conducted in a completely different way than you've ever seen in your lifetimes. Just give them a chance. Just sit back and watch. It's going to be a little chaotic for a while. But it'll be okay. And folks, the Kurds, you gotta understand, they're in the Middle East, there's no good guy, bad guy. It's not, when someone's like, Kurds are our friends, so we have to help. No. It's not that simple. Not even close. There are different bands of Kurds. Different groups of Kurds. Some of them are communist guerrillas who have killed innocent Turkish citizens. They're so bad that other Turks have turned them into that other Kurds have turned them into Turkey. They've handed them in. Look, these are communist terrorists. And I know they're our fellow Kurds. They've turned them over to Turkey. Folks, do you understand? Some of them are the ones we're protecting. It's not that simple. It is maddening. Listen to Rand Paul, man. He nails it in 20 seconds.
The other interesting thing that people don't mention is all the Kurds aren't the same. The Iraqi Kurds actually are cooperating with Turkey to turn in Kurdish Workers' Party officials that they see as terrorists. So the Iraqi Kurds are actually turning over some of these Kurds that are allied with the Syrians. So realize that all the Kurds aren't the same on every side of every border.
Well,
no, they're not. Oh, by the way, do you know there's a Kurdish homeland that's completely safe? Yeah, in the Middle East. Do you know there are 1,200... Was it 12 or 18? I'll say 12 to be conservative. Turkish businesses operating in the Kurdish homeland peacefully. Do you know that? Bet you didn't. Media didn't tell you. I will.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
But the Kurds are our friends! And someone other than me should go die to protect them! You gonna go? Awesome. Well, you should know they're not all our friends. No, it's nothing in the Middle East is as simple as the media is making it sound this week. Rand Paul nails this. Senator Rand Paul over the weekend.
The interesting thing is they kind of do have a homeland. There's a Kurdish semi-autonomous region in Iraq. As we've gotten stability in Iraq and as the Kurds have a lot of self-control in governing sort of like a province, there's actually 1,800 Turkish businesses doing business in that part of Iraq that is controlled by the Kurds. It's a prosperous oil region and there's back and forth between the Turks.
Wait. The Turks and the Kurds are getting along? Uh-huh. Peacefully? Yeah. In a large autonomous region in Iraq. Mm-hmm. Spans 500,000 miles. Well, wait a minute. Why is Turkey going to war with the Kurds? Well, because the Kurds aren't monolithic. There's different factions of Kurds, and some of them are downright awful. And by the way, we, they did not help us fight ISIS. If I hear this one more time, I'm going to lose my ever-loving mind. No, they did not help us fight ISIS as if we could not do it. We helped them fight ISIS. We armed and trained them. They had to do it one way or the other. Yeah, there's a whole region of peaceful Kurds that get along fine with the Turks. They're not trying to kill each other. Well, why is that?
And the Kurds, and it actually works pretty well. But these Kurds don't actually get along with the Syrian Kurds so well. And many of the Syrian Kurds have been trying to break off part of Turkey into an independent country. It's been going on for really close to 100 years. Many of the Kurds in Syria actually were expelled or exiled from Turkey back in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. So there's this long history. And the question we have to ask is, and I have to ask, am I going to send the sons and daughters of American mothers and fathers, am I going to send them there to die to try to figure out how the Kurds and the Turks can get along? And I don't see that in our national interest. And we should vote on it. We should vote on it in Congress and declare war if that's what people want.
Senator,
no, vote on it. Do it. Go ahead. You want to send Americans to die, then you cast a vote in favor. Texture writes, and I look, I know right now I'm out on a limb on this. I know I am. And I know the news today does not look good out of Syria. Trust me, though. This is, he is doing the right thing in Syria. Just wait. Just wait. Wait till the smoke clears. This has happened faster than I thought it would. I predicted that Russia would move in, would do the battling with Turkey for us. We cannot do because we're in NATO. Trump cannot tear NATO apart going into an election. But it's not even that. Russia has better rules of engagement than we have even under Trump. When I say better, it means they can do whatever. They do whatever they want. They don't care what anyone thinks. They shoot ISIS in the back. They'll take care of ISIS. It's under control. Texter writes, good morning from Oak Island, North Carolina. Good morning to you, too. If we let the Russians fight in Syria, won't they get the pipeline to Europe? So says Greg from Greer. Oh, he's on vacation. Yeah, they will. But they're gonna get bogged down with Turkey for a while first. And that's okay. It's okay if they get the pipeline to Europe. We need to beat them to the punch with the oil contracts. Fighting Turkey will slow them down in Syria while they take care of the ISIS problem for us. Folks, we should not be using the blood of our soldiers to advance the sale of our oil. We should do it with capitalism. We should legit beat the Russians in the oil markets. We're already doing it in Eastern Europe. Folks, they will buy natural gas from us as the Eastern Europeans have. Why? Because the Russians have turned the natural gas off more than 20 times since the 90s when they didn't like the political situation so they could control it. They would rather pay more for natural gas shipped in our tankers than buy from the Russians. It's okay. We don't need to die. That's stupid. We should fight through capitalism in the markets. Texter writes, oh, here we go. Last week you said it took Trump 9 months to defeat ISIS. If Russia can fight them better than we can, why do you think it will take them 10 years to do it? No, I didn't say it would. I said they get bogged down in Syria for 10 years. Now they got to fight the Turks too. ISIS is child's play to them. The Turks, that'd be a little more of a challenge, especially since they just sold military equipment to the Turks. Now they're going to fight the Turks using their own military equipment. That, by the way, we told Turkey they couldn't buy from the Russians and they ignored us. They screwed us. And now Russia has to fight them. It's brilliant. Oh, God. You'll see. Just wait. 6 months from now, this will not even be in the headlines. Texter writes, I agree with Trump's redeployment moves in Syria, but since Turkey is invading Syria and Russia attacks Turkey, are we still tied to the NATO alliance to defend Turkey or not, since they are the aggressor? Oh, thank you for this question. That's what Trump did that was the most brilliant, and they're not reporting this part. They said, oh, Trump had a call with Turkey and told him we're pulling our guys out. Yes, what else did Trump tell Turkey? You're on your own. Good luck. See, because Turkey has been using the implied threat that, well, Russia can't attack us, man. U.S. to come and beat Russia up because they're our NATO ally. And Trump said, no, we won't. Have at it. What did Trump do when he said that? These people won't report this. He just told Russia, well, you want at Turkey? Be my guest. No, we're not going to defend Turkey. And he said to the Turks, good luck with that. You're on your own. And Russia went, cool. We'll take them. Do you see how this was? See, they're not telling you about the NATO part. Trump just said, yeah, we're in NATO. We're bound to protect the Turks, but we won't. So, Vladimir, good luck. It'd be interesting to watch.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.